Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
I love the prayer that Paul prays as he's wrapping up his second letter to the church at Thessalonica. He says this in 2 Thessalonians 3, "May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance." What a great combination, God's love and Christ's perseverance. Because think about this for a second. If you love someone, but you're not willing to stick it out with them over the long haul, you become probably a little cranky, a little impatient. What about if you have the perseverance, but you don't have the love? Well, then you're just going through the motions, and it feels very burdensome to do that. But Paul's prayer for us is that we may have both God's love and Christ's perseverance. I think as well that there is another person that is unmentioned here, but is clearly obvious, and that's the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Because really what our prayer should be is, Holy Spirit, show me where the love is falling short or where I'm not persevering. Think about the perseverance of Jesus, went all the way through to the cross. Think about the love of God that allowed Jesus to do that, sent Jesus to do that. And the Holy Spirit can develop both that love and that perseverance in our hearts. Jesus really addressed the same thing to the church at Ephesus in the book of Revelation. He said, "I know that you are patiently enduring," but he said, "Here's the one charge that I would have against you is be careful that you don't leave your first love." Jesus was calling that church and calling us to that exact same thing. We need to persevere, but we need to persevere in love. God's love, Christ's perseverance, the Holy Spirit's encouragement and help. What a winning combination that is for a great testimony.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to CraigTOwens.com.